This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together trek through the Word of God. We're in the book of Acts today. Normally, as I said, I was going to go to this sermon in Moses, to Moses walks to his own funeral, but we left off in such a great place in the book of Acts. I wanted to follow up on yesterday's program. So we will hear momentarily. For more info on this ministry or to hear these other programs, these ones from Monday and Tuesday, there are a variety of different ways you can do that. Whether or not you're listening on the podcast or on the radio, you can go to the on-demand page of this radio station's website. That is WMIEFM.com. On the bottom, there's a link that says On Demand. And we'll just click on Monday. That would be Monday the 19th or Tuesday the 20th, and you'll hear these programs. You'll hear the last 4 or 5 years worth of programs on demand through WMIE's website. Again, WMIEFM.com. Or an easy way is to go to Facebook and like WGOD Radio. Simple as that. These programs, here it is now. It's Wednesday when this is airing on the radio. But this program was uploaded on a Facebook page Sunday morning. And, well, speaking of Wednesday, you are invited out to Island Community Church tonight for our brand new study in the book of Revelation. I'm excited about that. Maybe you say, but you just taught that 2 years ago. Yeah, and your point is what? That's like a football player. Imagine, heaven forbid, a football player practices the same play twice. They don't run him out of town, do they? No, because football players, you're supposed to know the playbook. So when the coach calls an audible, you know what to do. Same thing with us. You and I ought to be members of the PCL. What's the PCL, you ask? That's the Professional Christian League. You and I should be members of that league. So that when God calls an audible, which is what he does more often than not, you can't figure him out. The older I get, the more I think I know God, the less I know him. But the more I trust him. We're in Acts. We're looking at Paul's sermon on Mars Hill. And I want to focus today on a couple things that he said. Now, Paul starts. Now, remember, he's been running from the Jews. They're chasing him wherever he goes. Every time the Jews find out where Paul is, they send people to lie about him in order to hurt him, cause him harm, because they don't want the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. Because at this point right now, Satan owns the Jews in his back pocket. When they said at his crucifixion or prior to Pontius Pilate, let his blood be on us and on our children. I'll tell you what God said. I reckon I can accommodate you if that's what you want. And now we're seeing that. The Jews despise Jesus. They despise this message. They despise the messengers. They're the ones that put to death these early leaders of the church. You can read that too in 1 Thessalonians. Let me read that to you. Where it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "For you, brethren, you became imitators of the churches of God, which are at Judea in Christ Jesus. For you also suffered the same things as your own countrymen, as they did from the Jews, or from the Judeans, who killed both the Lord Jesus and their own prophets. Notice all the ands in here. They killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and they persecuted us, and they do not please God, and they're contrary to all men. There's the state of the nation of Israel, circa 51 AD, some 18 years or so after the crucifixion of our Lord. So they're following Paul around everywhere that he went. They heard that he was going throughout Asia here and throughout these areas here on all three of his missionary trips, following him around, trying to destroy him, same as they did the Lord Jesus, really. So now they send Paul in the middle of the night. They send him to Athens. And Paul called for his ministry partners, Silas and Timothy, to come to him immediately. So he's in Athens, and he's waiting for them. And he says this at his sermon, one of the greatest sermons ever recorded in the Bible. Peter's on the day of Pentecost and Paul on Mars Hill. Acts chapter 17, verse 23. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you. Now let me switch Bible translations here and let me read that to you from my New King James. It says, men of Athens, I perceive in all things you're very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you, God, who made the world and everything. And there's some great theology in this. Now, remember, he gets in the town. He doesn't know what he's going to say. He waits to do exactly what Jesus said, exactly what he commands you and I. Don't meditate ahead of time what you're going to say, but the Holy Spirit will give you in that hour what you are to say. It's the same thing with you as well. Wait on the Lord. Stand still and wait on the Lord. He will give you the right words to say. This is what Paul did here, walking through town, wondering what he's going to say here to these people. And then he saw an altar amongst all of these altars to every false god imaginable. He finds one altar that, just in case, you see, the Athenians had forgot one. They put up an altar there, unknown. That's for all the gods we have forgotten. We put him up here. Paul says, that's the one I want to talk to you about, the one you've forgotten. Almighty God, Jehovah God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God, Theos, Almighty God, Jehovah. All right, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Now remember, this place is full of temples. To Athena, I mean, the city is named after her. There's temples. Come on, we're talking Greek mythology temples here. This is 2,000 years ago in Greece. Imagine all the temples that are here in Athens, the capital. I think it's the capital. God does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshiped with men's hands as though he needed anything. That is, building, making images and statues from people's hands in order to worship, to have a visual image of something you can bow the knee to and worship. So he says he's not worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life and breath and all things. And he's made from one blood every nation of men. That would be Adam. Some translations don't have blood in them. Some translations don't have the word blood right there in that text. He gives to all life and breath and all things. And he's made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of all the earth, and he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Now, let me speak from experience here. What this text is saying is that God makes no mistakes with you. He's got you alive right now. Here it is when I'm recording this, September the 17th, 9:18 in the morning, the year of our Lord, 2016. God has got you alive right here, right now, for a reason. It's not a mistake. You were not born in a prior generation, in a prior age. You weren't alive to see Alexander the Great or Confucius or Buddha or Muhammad or even Jesus or Moses or David or Abraham or Methuselah or anybody else. God's got you alive now for a reason. Even this word here where it says he is determined. It's the Greek word horizo, where our word horizon comes from. God has marked you out, just like the horizon. He's marked you out. Pro is the word for in advance, pro horizo. He has marked you out in advance. He has determined, even before he made anything, you were going to be alive right here now, and I believe, alive at the end of the eight. All the evidence points that. I challenge you to look around. You look around at everything that you see, and you tell me if you think that this world can continue without some drastic changes in it for another generation or two. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But all the evidence points towards that. Okay, that's the first thing, that God has determined our pre-appointed times. The second thing is here, it says, God has determined, this is verse 26. Again, let me read it to you from my New King James. It says, he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth. And he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Now, in the past in my life and with my late wife, unfortunately, I've subjected her to missing the mark on this more than once in my life. And it's a very, very painful thing. That is, God is determined and he has placed where you're supposed to live. God has determined the boundaries of your dwelling. If you're supposed to live in Merritt Island, friend, don't move to Colorado or Arizona or New Mexico or California or anywhere else, because you'll be running against the wind. God has determined where you're supposed to live. And I made the mistake of leaving that place. And when I did, I ran against the wind wherever I went. I caused pain. I caused other people to hurt and suffer because of my sin. You see, you can't let sin be the deciding factor to get you to leave where you are. Maybe God wants, well, he wants you to change where you are. Maybe he wants you to influence where you are. Maybe he wants you to be a positive influence over right in your situation. But don't let sin be the deciding factor. Well, there's too much sin here at this workplace. I'm going to have to go somewhere else. God is determined when you live. God is determined where you live. Let me encourage you. If you have already left, and if you're running against the wind, let me encourage you to get back to where you're supposed to be. That is my understanding of this text. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.